Thank you, Madam Chair. I speak on behalf of the Roma Women Fund Chiriklí that assists vulnerable Roma and advocates for their inclusion into Ukrainian society. I would like to address the causes and consequences of the access to the right to nationality within the existing policy framework for integration of Roma in Ukraine. It is estimated that up to 400,000 Roma reside in Ukraine, out of which nearly 17% remain undocumented. Also, the state authorities have acknowledged the lack of personal documents as a barrier to Roma integration. More concrete actions are needed. Namely, a simplified procedure for obtaining personal documents has to be introduced, eliminating burdensome administrative procedures and consequently making the right to nationality more accessible to Roma. Ukrainian NGOs have been rendering support to those living without documents to acquire them throughout, and throughout this process, a number of systemic obstacles were identified, such as administrative barriers, low level of awareness over administrative procedures among Roma, disadvantaged socioeconomic situation, and yet again discrimination as both a cause and a consequence of lack of ID documents. Given the rise of violence against Roma by far-right radical groups that took place in different regions of Ukraine, it is worth noting that many of the victims did not possess any personal documents and resided in informal settlements, not by virtue of choice, but because of lack of opportunities. The lack of personal documents makes Roma increasingly vulnerable. To this end, I would like to give several recommendations to the Ukrainian authorities to develop annual realistic action plans for implementation of the national Roma integration strategy within the process of decentralization, with the purpose of mapping the number of Roma population and tackling the lack of personal documents. And I thank you very much for bringing back to coming back to this issue. Thank you.